Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Robin Shirley, and this is Take Back Your Health Radio. Welcome, and today we are talking about getting better sleep, three tweaks that you can make to your sleeping routine that will help you to have a better night's sleep. So just to kind of preface all of this, I know that there are many different reasons why people don't sleep well. And for me in the past, when I was younger, the main reason, which is pretty extreme, used to be that I was in so much pain. It would be my chronic illness, which is rheumatoid arthritis, would actually keep me up at night because the pain was throbbing in my wrist or my knee or my foot, and I couldn't sleep. It was like worse than a Charlie horse. And so that, you know, can be one extreme, but there are many reasons. Stress, actual chemical imbalances in your brain that keep you awake. It can be noise, noisy neighbors, uncomfortable bed, all sorts of different things, medical reasons and, you know, logistical reasons why you may or may not be sleeping well. I want to talk today about just really easy, three easy steps, because if these aren't happening, then it doesn't matter what else is going on, conditions or not. So these are kind of the three basic things that I think really need to be in place and need to be happening before you can even consider what else might be going wrong. Another thing that is important to mention about sleep, which I didn't learn until recently, but kind of being a creative person and being someone who's also chronically ill and being someone who has a passion for entrepreneurship, those three things kind of come together, and I have this situation sometimes where I don't sleep well because I just have a million ideas happening all at once, and it keeps me up at night sometimes, and it can be a wonderful thing, but it is really bad for my body and my physical symptoms, and it ruins me for the next day because I wouldn't be able to get up early or get up at a regular hour if I'm up all night thinking, obviously, and my body's sore and stiff. So I'm bringing that up because I wanted to just say that sometimes you have, you know, people out there just have random nights where they can't sleep because they're thinking about something or the stars have aligned. And I'm saying that, you know, metaphorically, but also literally sometimes, you know, we just don't sleep well. There are some people who don't sleep well on nights during a full moon or when there's actual, like, things going on with the skies and things going on with your body, different times of the month or the year, different things going on with your career, your life, so stress, but also things biologically can't really control, keep us up at night, things that we can't really explain, and then the creative bursts that we have. So I'm just throwing out some random, a lot of random things, but basically I'm saying that you're not, you're going to have those occasional nights, even if everything is just perfect and you're healthy and you've taken care of these three things that we're going to talk about in a few minutes, there are still going to be some nights when you just don't sleep well. So just keep that in mind, and we are just going to do the best we can. And the goal is to sleep well so that in the morning you feel rested and ready to go. And occasionally you may have those sleepless nights, but it shouldn't be so often that it's really disturbing your lifestyle and your ability to live and get things done. So three things that you can be doing to get a better night's sleep. I was talking to my doctor about this first one, actually. Think about how much stimulation you get during the day. Maybe you're a coffee drinker. Maybe you drink tea. So caffeine would be the first source of stimulation. We have bright lights all around us, fluorescent lighting or regular lighting. That is a source of stimulation, especially late at night or early in the morning when it's not a natural lighting. TV, music. And music is a big one. Stimulates us in incredible ways. Even, I understand music inspires us to dance and to move our bodies. But what happens when, you listen to music to pump you up all the time, consistently, and you're not dancing it off, or you're just, sitting there or driving or... we also, are stimulated by our expectations of ourselves and, our self-talk telling us to do better, push ourselves harder. Chocolate, sugar, those are, chocolate because it has a little bit of caffeine and it often comes with a lot of sugar. And then sugary desserts, sugary drinks, all of that stimulates us and gives us sugar rushes and energy, short bursts of energy. So I'm just naming some things that stimulate us, but I'm doing that because all of it kind of gives you these bursts of energy or pushes you to go into a little bit of a adrenaline rush. And a lot of people are having adrenal fatigue or issues where they have energy at odd times of the day and low energy when you should have more energy in the morning and high energy at night when you should have lower energy at night. And I feel like there's so much hype and we are in this perpetual cycle of hyping ourselves up all the time. Even and not really giving ourselves time to just enjoy what's happening without having to artificially hype things up or feel like, wow, nothing really exciting is happening right now or nothing is going on right now. I'm just sitting here and nothing's happening. And we all are doing stuff and we're not really experiencing nothingness. We're not really experiencing release or calmness or downtime as much as we should. And, I'm generalizing here, but, right, so back to my doctor and I talking about this, basically, he used this term, he said, we're all adrenaline junkies nowadays, and it's really not good to, it messes up with our sleep cycle, our hormone cycles, our, adrenaline is constantly pumping in through our blood, and that is really a main reason why a lot of people aren't sleeping well. So I would just say that the number one thing that you can do to get yourself back into a good sleeping cycle is to stop the artificial stimulation, I call it, because what I'd really like to see is instead of getting your energy, your bursts of energy from these sources that I've just talked about, is to get your energy actually from a diet rich in minerals and vitamins and antioxidants and healthy proteins and fats and carbohydrates. So all of the macro and micronutrients can be our source of energy at the appropriate times during the day. And I may be a little bit idealistic here, but I'd like to see us experiencing more downtime, time when we don't need to have expectations, or when we don't have expectations that something exciting should be happening, or be bored a little bit. I remember, I'm not even that old, I'm 25, and I remember when I was a kid, not too long ago, we had lots of time when there was just nothing, absolutely nothing to do, and we had to entertain ourselves. And now I see kids that don't have a lot of downtime at all because they're doing so many activities. And that's okay, but I think it might be wise to consider experiencing more time when you just don't have anything to do but stare straight ahead, because that not only helps you clear your mind and reflect on what is happening in your life, but it just, it helps you to notice your body and how you are actually feeling and how much energy you do have. And it helps you to see how artificial all that stimulation really is, and how you really don't have that energy to sustain that kind of a energy or that lifestyle. Kind of going way off on a tangent here, but I think that we're all running on empty, so to speak, and we have a lot of things to do and places to be, and at the end of the day, we're so hyped up that it can be contributing to, you know, not being able to wind down and go to sleep, and we haven't had time to process everything mentally because we're always being stimulated, always thinking about something new. And so when we lay down, all of a sudden it's quiet, it's dark, and we've got all this adrenaline in our bloodstream where we're just thinking about a million things, and we're, it's such a stark contrast, you know, between dinner time and then laying in bed with everything quiet. You know, at dinner time there may be TV going, bright lights on, music, yelling, screaming, you know, the reality of a family life. And then all of a sudden you're in bed and it's quiet and you haven't had time really to process the day or to wind down. So I think that it is an important consideration to perhaps reduce your stimulation, especially in the second half of the day, so you can start reflecting on things and calming down, clearing the adrenaline out of your system. I understand the occasional, you know, going out, having a good time in the evening. But even that is a release, and it's social time, and that's helpful to wind down. So two recommendations here for this first tweak that you can make is to stop stimulating yourself so much with all of these quote-unquote artificial stimulants that don't give you many nutrients to sustain that type of lifestyle. So instead, eating a nutrient-dense diet so that you get the macro and micronutrients that your body needs to actually move and work and think and play and be energetic naturally. And I post recipes to takebackyourhealthconference.com, my personal recipes, once a week on Fridays that are very nutrient-dense, full of minerals, full of antioxidants, good proteins, carbohydrates, and essential fatty acids. And once you start eating these Take Back Your Health recipes, then you will be fueling your body with the minerals and nutrients that you need to be naturally energetic. And it'll start balancing your blood or your brain chemistry, and you'll be, you know, happier. You'll be more energetic naturally, and hopefully you won't need so many stimulants. And you'll reduce the stimulants so that you can actually feel your body and what it can physically do on a daily basis. Have some more downtime, process things mentally. Don't listen to so much loud music every day. Listen to TV shows that are more calm and less violent, perhaps. Just start to wind down in the evening. So the big one here is just reduce your stimulation so that it's not such a huge contrast between your awake time and your sleep time. The second big one, so that was the first tweak you can make to your lifestyle in order to get a better night's sleep. The second thing I would say, and this is, you know, less of a big lifestyle change. This one's easier. This one is to make your room into a cool, dark, and quiet cave-like setting, I like to say. So, you know, in general, people sleep better when it's cooler, darker, and more quiet. And so let's go into details. Cool, when the room is cool, so you can set your thermostat down to a lower temperature in the evenings. You can open a window if it's cool outside. You can, you know, put lighter covers on. You can dress in shorter or in less clothing if you need to. A lot of people might have long pants or long shirt pajamas, but that might be too warm for you. So try experimenting with cooling down the room. Then darkness. I'm one of those people that I cannot sleep even if there's one tiny bright light coming from my fire smoke alarm, smoke detector. When I was growing up, I remember there was a red light and a green light on my smoke detector in my bedroom, and it drove me crazy because when everything was dark, it would shine one little spotlight. The red light would shine, and I could even see it like coming down and hitting the floor with a little tiny, tiny beam of light, and it was just crazy. It drove me crazy. In college, I remember then the next issue was my roommate's computer. She had a Mac, and it would she would charge it at night, and there's a little green, red and green light, red when it's not charged, green when it is charged, and it would just kind of light up the room when everything was dark, and I could not sleep with it. It was crazy. Anyways, I'm a little extreme, but darkness, it helps to stimulate the melatonin and get that going at night so that you will sleep better and all of your hormones respond to the light. When the sun rises, you naturally are supposed to wake up, and when the sun sets, your hormones respond and naturally become sleepier. So sleeping in a dark room, lowering the lights at nighttime so that your body will respond to the darkening in the room and in the sky, and the hormones will start to put you to sleep. So darkness is important. So a cool room, dark room, and a quiet room. Some people are totally fine with whatever noise, and that's wonderful. But just in case you aren't sleeping well and it's due to the noise factor, then there are a few things that you can do. Obviously, if you can control the noise somehow, then do that. But if you can't, then I've definitely gone through periods where I have earplugs that you can get those probably at Walmart and CVS or any drugstore. I'm pretty sure would have those. And you can also, some people can't really sleep in the quiet, so it might be too quiet for you, but you need some sort of noise to focus on. That sounds strange, but you know the noise machines? Some people use those to help them sleep with ocean sounds or bird sounds, and I think that it is so helpful for some people because it's like a focusing thing. It helps them to drown out thoughts or other sounds or distractions. And it's also very soothing, obviously, and relaxing, and it can transport you to another place. But if you need one of those, and if it will help you to get better sleep, then definitely I would go for it. Is the second, so a cool space, a dark space, and a quiet space. Turning your bedroom into a cool, dark, quiet, cave-like setting, I like to say. So that's the second big tweak, is to tweak your environment, your sleeping environment. I could go even further and say, you know, make sure your bed is comfortable and that it's actually a place that you like to lay down for a while. Not too comfortable, then you'll never get up, though. Okay. So the third tweak for a good night's sleep will be, and going back into what you can do during the day to help at nighttime, our first one was, you know, stop so much of the stimulation, especially in the second half of the day. But now for number three, I think that a lot of sleepless nights are caused by thinking about what you should have gotten done, what you need to get done, what you did get done but didn't do it how you wanted to. We're thinking about things that we could be doing instead of sleeping. Or we are stressed because we have so much to do, and we're not necessarily thinking about it, but we're just tense. And so I would say, and I'll just say from personal experience, when I haven't gotten a lot of stuff done, I feel like there's so much on my plate, keeps me up later, and I will work sometimes till 10 or 11 at night or even later if I feel like I haven't gotten enough done, and sometimes I'll even work in bed, and I don't want to do that. I don't think it's good, and then I go straight to bed from looking at my computer screen, and I'm still thinking about things, and it's just not pleasant. I don't like doing that. So what I say, what helps me, is that if I, first of all, am focused during the day and I work productively and efficiently on one or two things and really get one thing completely done the way that I want it to get done, or if I have a million phone calls to make, or I have a million emails to respond to, whatever it is, if it's a big chunk of emails you want to respond to and just get it off your plate, get it out of your mind, if it's a bunch of phone calls you just want to take care of, or if it's, you know, a chapter of your book that you need to get written, whatever it is, do it. Be more productive in the early part of the day. Some people aren't morning people, so I realize that, you know, and other people have different work schedules. But if you can, get more done in the early part of the day, because you will, being able to lay in bed and say, I did all of that. I did that. I'm making so much progress. Feeling of accomplishment at night, as opposed to feeling bad about how unproductive you were. It's such a difference. If you could just fall asleep feeling more positive about the day, I think it would help with your sleep. And it certainly helps with mine. And this is a process. Life is a journey, and success is, it takes a while, so you may be in the midst of projects and not getting things done every day, but as long as you're making progress and you can say to yourself at 9 o'clock at night, okay, I did all this, I'm done, and just completely relax. I think that's very important, and just be happy with what you did get done. So getting better sleep, three powerful tweaks for a good night's sleep. First, we talked about, is to reduce our stimulation. by, you know, listening to softer music, less violence on the TV, you know, less caffeine perhaps, less unrealistic expectations of ourselves. Let yourself experience what your body's actually capable of doing. You know, experience, are you fatigued? Are you tired? Are you actually feeling good enough to expend that much energy? And begin to prepare yourself some nutrient-dense food. Go to takebackyourhealthconference.com, find the recipes there, and start preparing really healthy food for yourself. And you will naturally be able to, increase your energy levels. And it will help to balance your hormones so that you sleep better. All right, number two was to make your room into a cool, dark, and quiet space for sleep. And number three is to get more done during the day, the early part of the day. Be productive, have a goal, and say, if I get this done, I'll feel really good about everything today. And then get it done. And know that that's enough, and that success is a process and a journey, and that every day you'll keep making progress. So those are my tips for getting a better night's sleep. I hope that was helpful for you, and I hope that you will take good care of yourselves, and I'll talk to you guys next time on Take Back Your Health Radio. Take care, everyone.